Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to consider doing something every single day. Habits don't have to happen daily to count, but daily can be a good option too. I've long been fascinated by the concept of streaks, doing something every single day. I've written a couple articles about streaks and cover this more in my book, Off the Clock. My father spent his career as a professor of Old Testament and Hebrew scriptures. And to keep his language skills sharp, he's read Hebrew for half an hour every single day during our childhoods and through to now. And I mean every single day. The man started in 1977, and he is still going. So perhaps I'm genetically oriented this way. I've long loved running, and in late 2016, I decided to try running every single day. In the running world, doing a running streak is generally defined as running at least a mile a day every day, and so that's what I've done. I usually run around 3 miles, but 1 mile is my minimum. I began on December 24, 2016. And have run every day since. By my calculation, that's a bit over 900 days in a row. It hasn't always been easy. A few weeks ago, for instance, I woke up at 3:30 a.m. in Portland in order to get in my run before a long day of travel that started with a 6 a.m. flight. But overall, it's been relatively doable. I was already running about 5 days a week, so I only had to raise my running totals a little. A mile doesn't take much time at all. I can usually run it in about 10 minutes, and on my slowest days, it's only 12 minutes. It's really hard to claim I can't find 12 minutes somewhere in my life. My commitment has also led to some amazing runs. About a year ago, I flew to Vancouver. My flight was delayed, and I got in quite late at night. Without my running streak, I probably would have set my alarm as close as possible to when I needed to get up to give my speech. Because of the streak, though, I got up an hour earlier. The universe decided to reward me. Vancouver was so beautiful that morning as I ran along the waterfront, past the high-rises and boats and into Stanley Park. I felt like I could run forever. The fresh air and the sun glistening off the water like diamonds woke me up better than any shot of espresso ever could. Now, I recognize that there are aspects of my life that make a running streak easier than it probably would be for other people. I work for myself, and so if I want to run in the mid-afternoon on a workday, I can. I have a lot of kids, but I also have a husband who can take them while I run, and I have the resources to hire a sitter if he can't be there. But whether you have these things or not, it might be worth considering building a streak into your life. In fact, you may already be doing this without realizing you are. I'm willing to bet that many people listening to this podcast are on a multi-decade streak of brushing their teeth daily. Life might be busy, but you still brush your teeth. You do it even though it requires you to travel with a toothbrush and buy toothpaste and other such things that aren't actually automatic if you think about it. So since you already have one streak going, it's really just about adding another. Maybe it's writing a short thank you note to someone daily. Maybe it's committing to 10 push-ups or 10 sit-ups daily. Maybe it's committing to praying daily or writing at least 2 sentences in a journal 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you'd like to stick with your streak, keep the daily requirement small. Even though I run about 3 miles a day, I only commit to doing one. That way, on the days that are truly full, I can still stick with the streak. I can run more, and I usually do, but if I'm not feeling well or I'm in a truly terrible hotel gym or it's 3:45 a.m., I can stop. Perhaps you might also want to keep a target end date in mind. We'll talk more about this in a future episode, but for some of us, we have to be careful to make sure we're still in control of the streak. You might be better off saying, I'm going to meditate daily for at least 3 minutes for 100 days, and then see how it goes, rather than setting a goal for the rest of your life. I know my streak will end at some point, because all things do end. But the upside of doing something every single day is that I've found it changes the conversation I have with myself. Rather than ask, am I going to run today? I ask, when will I run today? The first question could be debated endlessly. Do I feel like running or not? I don't know. But the second question is just a matter of logistics. And when I put my mind to it, I can solve this problem for pretty much any day, or at least the last 900 or so days. Have you ever tried a streak? Please let me know at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.